White nationalists from across the country converged on the town of Shelbyville in the middle of Tennessee over the weekend, rallying for White Lives Matter and protesting refugees living in the area.
Close borders! Come on!
Close borders!
Close borders!
White nation!
Now we start deportation!
Bit of a tepid call and response there from white nationalists in Tennessee, but the group was met by a large police presence and counter-protesters who outnumbered them by at least 2-1. A second rally planned for nearby Murfreesboro in Tennessee got canceled when about 1,000 counter-protesters turned up. Natalie Allison was there. She's a reporter for the Tennessean. Natalie, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
There were chants of Nazi slogans at this rally, taunting of minorities and immigrants. You were there. What was the scene like?
There were approximately 200 protesters on the White Lives Matter side. They were coming from groups that were part of Nationalist Front, including the Traditionalist Workers Party, League of the South, the National Socialist Movement, Vanguard America. And if you're familiar with Unite the Right in Charlottesville this August, those were among the groups that were there. And as you mentioned, they were outnumbered, not so much as in Shelbyville as they were in Murfreesboro, where they didn't show up. But in Shelbyville, there were probably more than 300, 400 counter-protesters. There wasn't violence. They all were going through TSA-style security, both sides. But yeah, there was lots of chanting. There was both sides trying to talk over the other via microphones. They were the white nationalist side was chanting things like blood and soil, we will not be replaced, white lives matter, hail Dixie, hail victory. But there wasn't the violence that was seen at Charlottesville.
Why Shelbyville and Murfreesboro, even though Murfreesboro got canceled? What's the backdrop of these demonstrations? What's been going on in these communities?
So when League of the South announced in early October they're holding these rallies, well, they initially only announced Shelbyville. They said it was to protest refugee resettlement in the area and to specifically draw attention to a fatal shooting last month in Antioch, which is right outside of Nashville, where a man entered a church right as the services were letting out that Sunday morning and opened fire. One woman died and six others were shot. This suspect in this killing happened to be a Sudanese immigrant. He came to the United States in 1996, so he was a child then. His name is Emmanuel Sampson. He's 25 years old now. And the White Lives Matter group, specifically League of the South, they felt that the killing wasn't getting the same attention that the Charleston shooting involving Dylann Roof got. They said that because the suspect in this case was a black man and he was an immigrant and not a white man, that for whatever reason, the media was burying the story, which, of course, the media did report on it. Unlike the Charleston shooting, one person was killed versus nine. So that could explain why it didn't receive as much attention.
So part of this demonstration, Natalie, in reaction to this shooting, but the broader context here, we saw Charlottesville, we've now seen Tennessee. Do these types of demonstrations, have they always gone on, but no one really covered them because they were small fringe groups? Or are they growing more prominent? Is this a growing movement?
I can tell you that since I've been a reporter over the past 5 years or so, I didn't see these demonstrations become prominent until after November of 2016. They've always happened, though. I spoke with a woman in Shelbyville when I went a couple weeks before the rally. She was in her mid-60s, but she said she recalled watching the KKK march through town in Shelbyville in 1980. There was a while where it was just accepted as these people would come and they would demonstrate and they would say their part, and many people would be offended or hurt by it, but people would move on. And now we see these organized counter-demonstrations. We see groups like Antifa. We see communities like in Shelbyville and Murfreesboro that created social media accounts and social media campaigns to organize counter-protesters. And Murfreesboro came up with an organization just in the past month called Murfreesboro Loves. And they've announced plans to continue holding demonstrations and gatherings long after Saturday was over. So I do think because there's more attention, both from media and from people in the community, that these are becoming a much hotter issue.
A white nationalist and neo-Nazi rally in Tennessee met with massive counter-protests. Natalie Allison with the Tennessean, thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.